Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
Hi.
Hody's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. And as always, Dan Menigan is our pilot.
Yes.
I was waiting for Dan to say something snarky.
Right into the ditch.
There it is. Thank you very much. We're going to talk to Tom Withers, Associated Press, coming up at noon. We're going to get into some Guardians talk and a couple of other things coming up later in the show. But the NCAA tournament going strong, Andy. Here you go. You've gone through it. It's terrific. I'm disappointed the Akron Zips had a tough go against Creighton. And they had a 17-point loss. I was disappointed that Duquesne had a tough second-round game, former Akron coach Keith Dambrot. I was not disappointed in Charles Barkley last night. Grand Canyon played Alabama. And Grand Canyon, you might know mostly because they advertise like crazy on TV.
Apparently, oh, yeah, they do, don't
yeah,
they? Yeah,
you can get a degree by buying a box of cereal and ripping off the box top and sending it in, apparently, at Grand Canyon College.
Wow. Hang on. You want to see how much it costs to go there?
No, it would probably frighten me. But Grand Canyon College was playing the heck out of Alabama, it seemed. Really competitive, really feisty, blah, blah, blah. 10-0 run, I believe it was, by Alabama to win by 11 at the end. And then CBS, or was TNT, I forget exactly which one of the 14 CBS networks were carrying that game. But they went to Ernie Johnson, Cleveland native Clark Kellogg, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley at the end of the game. And you know, did their little post-game thing there, which is always entertaining. And Clark, who is such a gentleman and very professional, Clark made the first comment after the game and called it a very competitive game, kind of a slug it out kind of game and battling back and forth. And then they went to Charles, and Charles said, Grand Canyon College, Grand Canyon University, whatever it's called, he said, that was the stupidest basketball game I've ever seen a team play. Said they were stupid. And he kept going, and I'm thinking, Chuck, not NBA guys, they're college kids.
I think I just applied to Grand Canyon.
Even though,
the way, just so you know.
By just going online, you clicked on something by accident.
But it won't give you the price.
Check your credit card.
I went try to get a price for it. It wouldn't let me do it.
But all of a sudden, you're majoring in botany.
I never went to a school that wore purple. Oh no! I went for business analytics so I could hang with Menigan. It said you had to pick a major and then you had to pick a field.
Chuck goes, they're stupid. He said every time they went down the floor, somebody's going one on one. They didn't pass. And Clark, who had been nice, is just sitting there nodding his head. He goes, "Well, yeah, Charles, you're kind of right on that." And Ernie said, "Chuck, they had 5 assists." Chuck said, "Really? All game 5 assists." Stupid. He said, I don't know. And then Chuck, I don't know what that coach was thinking. You're good. And I was like, this is priceless.
Too funny.
That said, the tournament's really fun. I've always enjoyed it. It's a cool thing. But I wonder about college basketball, Andy, and I wonder, does NIL save it, or does NIL take it right down the commode? And I don't know the answer to that. You know, I the one and done I thought was not a good thing for college basketball. Maybe the NIL gets rid of the one and done. Maybe guys stay a while. If you're not a first-round draft choice in the NBA, you don't get guaranteed.
You know, no, I'd stay in college contract. As long as you can.
I think would, too.
If
they told me I was a second-round pick, I'm not coming out.
No.
I'm going to stay, and I'm going to go get an NIL deal.
I'm not trying to take you off the beaten path, but I was at a long conversation yesterday with a really good friend of mine, and we were at the state high school championships. And we were talking about, with NIL in college and the way college is going and transfer portal and not getting to know some of the players. I mean, it's been tough to know some of the college players anyway because the good ones are out quick.
I've always thought now you used to be able to root for a team.
Right.
And I'm going to take you too far back. Like Phi Slamma Jamma.
Okay, Houston.
The Houston Cougars back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had Hakeem, who was known as Hakeem at the time. You had Clyde Drexler. You had Reed Geddes. You had guys who were going, you were following for a number of years. Not a whole lot because, you know, it's only, you know, 2, 3, 4. But now you just root for a school because the players change every year.
Absolutely. So the question came into play about the future of, and please hang with me for a second here, the future of high school athletics. Because as long as NIL isn't in on that and isn't as deep as we think is, although NIL is in on it, it's just a matter of I wonder how it's going to blow up and if it's going to end up being the same. And yes, you know, there's transferring all the time now in high school, which was really irritating. And I was not that I should be reading social media, but I was seeing a lot of that yesterday too. But is high school the purest form now of amateurism? When it comes to, if you're not into the gambling and you're not into the NIL part of it for the most part, and you're not into the transfer part of it for the most part, I do understand there's transferring going on. That is high school basketball become like the purest form of the game. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand completely what you're saying, and I have a hard time arguing with it.
Yeah, and so then you wonder what the appetite is going to be like for sports fans that would rather watch a high school game than a college game or a pro game. Because it's so, like, you know, with the pro game, we sit here and we talk about, you know, scripted days off and what is it? Why do I always forget that?
Load management.
Load management. You know, we talk about that, and then in college we're talking about all the other stuff, and, you know, we were kind of just shooting the breeze about while we were watching these high school games, which, by the way, you know, lot of irritation about people, you know, talking about recruiting and, you know, like even I interviewed some of the kids after the game yesterday, like, well, you know, when I decided to come here as a junior and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and then you go back and look at social media, people are killing them. But that's not only public schools or in private schools, that's public schools now too. So I find it fascinating as we evolve between all the levels of basketball, you know, what is going to be the most appealing to people somewhere down the road. I know this might be like deep thought and maybe too heavy at 11:50 on a Monday after a rough weekend. But I found these.
You were up until 2.
That's true. But I think some of these conversations are fascinating about where we go with the future of this thing. And then, you know, high school here is moving to 7 state championships away from 4. So there's
which
even
I
more
think
for
is
you.
Absurd. But
I don't know if it is or not. Here's the one thing I really like. Okay. They're going to give schools the opportunity to jump into Division I no matter how many boys you have. So you take a team like Richmond Heights, which
what do you mean,
a lot,
give,
you have
if
the opportunity.
You want to play?
Yep.
And the first time an athletic director or a school board makes that decision and they take a team out of Division III and jump them up to Division I and they get knocked out in the quarterfinals, that guy gets fired.
Oh, I don't know if that's necessarily true. Look, if you look at Richmond Heights, who I can easily argue – is the best team in the state right now. Lutheran East might have an argument on that too. But, you know, Richmond Heights is good, and they had a player that, you know, couldn't play this year who could be the best player, one of the best players in the state, right? And they played an almost all D1 schedule and were really good. I love the thought of a school thinking, I've got the five best guys in the state, and I'm going to play the biggest schools in
the
state.
What difference does it make whether you win a D1 or a D6 state championship?
I'll tell you.
Please do.
Hoosiers.
Well, that was in the 1950s.
And I still think it's a great idea. I easily would have loved to have seen
Indiana,
the
fortune. Indiana thought it was such a great idea, they did away with that system.
Yeah, because they were scared of it. For the same reason you talked about, why people live, like, would you? I would have loved to have seen all four state champions play another round. I would love it. Are you kidding?
Now, but that way,
especially
you've already,
because these are like Lutheran East and Richmond Heights and St. Ignatius. I mean, they're all state champions, and they've all kind of played each other.
So
this year,
on the one hand, okay, we want more kids to get an opportunity to win a state championship. So let's make seven divisions. And if you don't want to play in D5, come on up to D1.
I don't see any problem with that at all. Why not? And as a coach,
that'll get somebody fired.
As a coach, I would want it. I would invite it. If I think my team is good enough.
Then why are we adding more divisions if we're telling guys they can move up and play against tougher competition?
What?
The idea of
it's an opportunity of winning a state championship. That's all.
No, it's less of an opportunity of winning a state championship.
How is it less? You're adding three. What are you talking about?
That's more, but if you're moving up, that's less.
Not necessarily. If you have a team that can compete at the D1 level, go for it.
Why would you go for it?
Because you think your team is good enough, and you think your team is truly the best team in
what
the state.
What does that mean?
I'm not arguing with you.
Tell me, what does that mean? You're adding more
chance,
so that more guys can win a state championship. Why would you take the best opportunity to win a state championship away from your team?
Because you have something to prove. Because you think you might have the greatest team in Ohio basketball history.
That sounds like some coach beating on his chest thinking, I'm going to coach the hell out of these boys are going to win. Watch these girls. They're going to kick some butt. That sounds like a great way to get fired.
Your tone is condescending to me, and I don't appreciate
it. Not to you. It's condescending to the OHSAA.
I think you're wrong. I don't have any problem with the state.
Dana, why would you move up? Dan is a high school coach. Why would you move up?
I zoned out through a chunk of this conversation.
Here's the difference, Dan. And listen, because he's a track coach, and numbers don't lie. This is why track is awesome, and I'm going to say why. Because That's right.
I like the fact that I could stand outside and get some sun.
Let's say you're a long jumper and you've gone 24, right?
Hey, Dan, you want to coach track? I have no idea what it's all about. You're in.
Yo, good job. I want you to start here. They're going to shoot a gun off, which is never a good idea around a high school. And then we're going to shoot this gun off, and then I want you to run down to the end where there's a tent and there's people standing down there, sometimes with stopwatches and not. But the thing about track that stands out is that, and I'm trying to think of other sports like this, that if you're division 1, 2, 3, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
If you're jumping 23 and that's the longest jump in the state that year, it doesn't matter what level you're at.
But they still do D1, D2, D3 track championships.
Let me roll my 8.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D6 basketball players out on the floor and take on St. Ignatius. Great.
And you can win.
Nonetheless,
we saw that this year.
I've enjoyed the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Tom Withers, Associated Press, next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.